T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, the sports director for 96.7 FM and 1670 AM, The Zone out in Madison, Zach Heilprin, now here with us. How you doing, Zach?
Doing great, Bill.
Well, first and foremost, are you able to dig out or dig a tunnel at least over to get over to the Kohl Center tonight?
Yeah, we didn't get hit nearly as bad as I think some other places did. I think we got about 5 inches where I'm at, so it shouldn't be too bad. Obviously, schools are closed around here, but the roads don't appear to be too bad.
Well, that's good. So this is a big one. Yeah. Does this have a, I don't want to say kind of a tournament type of atmosphere coming up tonight, but in essence, the team that wins this game remains alive for the Big Ten Championship for the regular season. The team that gets beat is going to have a tough climb from there on out. So this has some bearing tonight, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think it's a much more important game, I think, probably for Wisconsin in terms of their standing in the Big Ten, because Michigan State still gets to play Michigan a couple times, actually. So they could, you know, maybe make up a few games. But for Wisconsin, this is obviously a vital game. They can't – I think they probably lose maybe one more and still get a share of the title. But this is a game that they want. I mean, it's at home. They haven't beat Michigan State in 5 times. And coming off a disappointing performance, I think, offensively against – Michigan on Saturday, yeah, this is the game they wanted. I'll be honest, I think the game against the last home game against Maryland was as rowdy as the Kohl Center's been in quite some time. So I'm kind of expecting the same thing tonight.
So you've got this team that did not perform really well. You had Ethan Happ in foul trouble. They didn't shoot the ball extremely well. I think Michigan played a really solid defensive game plan against them. On Saturday, now I guess the biggest question is, are they able to bounce back from that against another good team and be able to take home court advantage and kind of use that to their advantage, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. And they are 2-0 against ranked teams at home this year. Now they've had a couple of disappointing losses. Obviously, lost to Purdue when Purdue was just getting going, and then they also lost to Minnesota. But they played pretty well at home of late, especially against ranked teams. So that's what you're hoping on. Michigan defense, that's one of the best defenses in the country, metrics wise and analytics wise. That's one of the better defenses in the country. And you know, Wisconsin's what they're there as well. The thing is, Wisconsin's got 3 different guys in their lineup that's shooting over 38% from three. You got Reavers, Davis, and Trice all over 38%, and then you have 2 guys that can't shoot whatsoever. So it's kind of hit or miss. When those 3 guys aren't hitting, it's going to be tough for Wisconsin. So you're hoping that they break out of, I guess, what was a little bit of a mini slump, both against Michigan or against Minnesota and against Michigan.
Talking with Zach Heilprin, sports director for 96.7 FM and 1670 AM, The Zone in Madison. I know, look, early on this season, there were some people kind of scratching their head going, okay, is this thing on the right track? And then they beat Michigan, and then they went on the roll. Now, losing to Michigan in their place, it's understandable. It's not the easiest thing to do. You would have loved to have kept it rolling. I'm sure there's people that are disappointed. But the people that were kind of starting to raise an eyebrow, did once this team got going, did it kind of squash all of the fidgeting that was going on among the Badger boosters?
Maybe not among everybody. I think there's probably still some people on Twitter that will get in my mentions when things aren't going well. But I will say this: after the when they lost, what was the last loss to Maryland on the road? And they had that big comeback. Someone asked me about Greg Gard's job standing, and I'm like, look, at the time I think they were 11-5. Or maybe you're 11-6, and it was just, they're 11-6. Just wait, give him the entire season before you make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a whole bunch of blowback on that. Like, no, he needs to go right now. You need to fire him now. Do all that stuff. And I'm like, just calm down. And here in recent weeks, or at least the last week or week and a half or so, some of those same people have come back and said, yeah, maybe we were a little bit too quick to the gun. But again, that's just the way basketball is. You can be great one day and be horrible the next, and that's just how. It's been a roller coaster for Wisconsin fans, and it's been a roller coaster for Wisconsin season. When you're sitting there at, what were they, 8-1, 9-1, and then they lose the 4 or 5, and now they win 6 or 7. It's up and down.
How strong is this team when it comes tournament time? Do you think this is it? Because to me, I look at them. I think the way they play, if they're firing on all cylinders, they can beat anybody. But yeah. Happ gets into trouble. One of the three that you reeled off early on, you know, shooting goes a little bit cold. This team is a team that can struggle quickly.
Yeah, I do a show with a couple of former Badgers, Josh Gosser and Zach Showalter and Mike Brusewitz, and they were all on that 2012-2013 team. Now, Josh didn't play because he was hurt, but the other two played, and they kind of remind me of that team, and I know people aren't going to be overly excited about that considering what happened in the tournament that year, but it is. It's a very, very good defensive team, but they have their struggles offensively. We've seen that. I mean, 14 points and a half, 15 points and a half, they can go cold. And we've seen that throughout Wisconsin's tenure in the tournament over the last 20-some-odd years. It's usually when they get cold and somebody else gets hot, and it's a bad situation. So I could see us, you know, it could play out like that. But then it could also play out like it did in, the 2015-2016 team when they had their struggles offensively, but their defense was good enough to get them through the first two rounds. You know, you had Candy making that big shot against Xavier in the second round. But, you know, that team had its problems too. So I think they could be a second weekend team, but I also would not be shocked if we get a little bit of a garbage game from them offensively and you see them bounce in the first round. You just don't know right now.
I do want to ask you a little Badger football, as Dietzen is now leaving as well, more for injury sake than anything. So give me your thoughts on the offensive line returning next year for the Badger football team.
You know what, in talking to some of the other guys that are there on a regular basis, it was not a shock that he wasn't back. There was some talk during the season that it was going to be it. So you kind of were thinking that he may be gone, but it's a big hit. I mean, technically he was a starter, so you lose four of your starters. You lose one to early entry, and David Edwards to graduation, and now Dietzen to injuries. All you got coming back is Tyler Biotic. But again, I think Wisconsin feels pretty good about where they're at. I mean, Cole Van Lannel will step in at left tackle where he shared time with John Dietzen and was actually graded out much better than John Dietzen did at left tackle last year. So they'll have to find a left guard. Could be Jason Erdman. Could be Caden Lyles coming back over from, you know, when he comes back over from defense, which he's already there. Potentially he could be one of your guards. And then Logan Bruss at right tackle. I think the key is going to be filling in spots behind those guys because they've had some insane depth the last couple of years and been able to deal with injuries because of that depth. That depth has to be, I think, grown and managed and developed because it's not necessarily there right now.
One more thing before I let you go. So next year, I guess my question then becomes, what is a legitimate expectation for the Badgers football going into the season? Yeah. I mean, because this year we were all talking top 10 and everybody was going to head into the Final Four and we got way out over our skis. So now we look at it and going further and we say, okay, what is it?
I saw someone, S&P, Bill, I can't remember his last name. He just came out this week. I think it's with the Sporting News, or maybe he's with SB Nation. But either way, he had him at 11, mm-hmm. Based on metrics heading into next year. That seems pretty high, I would say, considering what they are losing on the offensive line. But, you know, we don't know who their quarterback's going to be. I think this is a good, very good question that we could ask at the end of spring ball. I mean, maybe we have a little bit of better idea of where their quarterback is going to be. Because if it's Alex Hornibrook, well, then I think you set your goals a little bit lower than maybe if it's Graham Mertz or even Jack Cohn for that matter. Because I think we know Alex Hornibrook's ceiling, and we don't know the other guy's ceilings yet. So if it's Alex Hornibrook, then I guess I would not be feeling great coming out of spring ball. But again, they've got a lot of guys to replace. You think about T.J. Edwards, think about Ryan Connolly, you think about Andrew Van Ginkle. They got a lot to replace. So I think 11 would be a little bit high. I'd probably call them a fringe top 25 team at this point. But again, I think a lot will determine, I think the quarterback will determine a lot of how we look at this season.
Great stuff as always, Zach. We appreciate it. And good stuff with the Badgers. We will talk to you soon, okay?
All right, great, Bill.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later. There you go. That is our buddy Zach Heilprin, sports director for 96.7 FM, 1670 AM, The Zone, living out there in Madison. Big game coming up tonight. The Badgers and Sparty as they go at it, and it's legitimate. I mean, the team that wins this game still has the inside track at possibly winning the Big Ten during the regular season. The team that doesn't, very much on the outside looking in. If the Badgers lose this one, very much on the outside looking in. But keep your fingers crossed. They play a good game tonight. The crowd shows up tonight, makes that place an incredible fortress, as the Kohl Center has been known to be over the years. And they walk away with a good one. And he joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider Hiring Drivers, right now you work hard, they treat you fair. They've been doing it 80-plus years. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.